Good evening, everybody, near and far. Hello, 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 and welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Socks. I just want to talk to somebody, and I think that this will be helpful because it's also a question of the day as well. So before I get to the question of the day, I kind of have some meat to give them with that. You know how life starts happening, like life begins to life, right? But God is bigger, but life does life. And you see the changes that are taking place. Like, you've seen it before it started happening, but when it starts happening, it feels worse than what you could imagine. Like, you're like, whoa, you need to slow down. You don't need to do this because it's gonna interfere with what's happening. I'm losing things and people, and even though we're like, oh, they're not going nowhere, they're gonna be there forever, in actuality, people do separate. You know, your friends, y'all don't be on the same level, y'all don't think the same anymore, y'all aren't, and you shouldn't. You should always grow. But the question of the day is, do you agree that friendships grow apart? And when they do, can they still be good? Like, can it still be a good grow apart? Does it have to always be negative? And if you're honest with yourself, when you do separate from the person and you begin to feel like, dang, I really miss this person, or dang, I wish it could be the way it was, would you take the time to reach out to them? Would you just reach out and say, hey, I miss you? Would you be the one to do that? Or are you the one that's like, it is what it is, what's done is done, let's go about our business? And again, it didn't end bad, or it didn't end, it just stopped. Or you realize, like, talking to you is not the same anymore. So why are we talking? Do you feel that way? And how do you handle it? Because again, that is a change. And sometimes for most people, change is bad. Like me, change is not the best for me. I absolutely can tell you the truth of the matter is, I don't like change because I hate having to start over. But I know that's a part of life. So it's like, hey, it is what it is. But that process of changing, the PTSD, if you will, the trauma of changing, the trauma of meeting new people, the whole getting to know you all over again, finding trust again, finding everything all over again, it's frightening, it's annoying, it's ridiculous, it's stupid, like, it's all those things for me, but it doesn't mean that it's not good for me, you know? So how do you guys deal with change, basically? How do you deal with changing relationships? It doesn't have to be relationship as in boyfriend, girlfriend. It could be relationship as in friends. It could be relationship as in marriage. How do you deal with those changes that come, and they come rapidly? They come with fireballs. Like, it feels like everything is being flipped upside down. And for my super saints, we know what to do. We know we need to pray, right? I'm not telling you not to give me that answer, because that is the answer. If that's the answer for you, that's the answer for you. I'm just saying, we know that. What else do you do? Because it got to be something else you do. It got to be something else that you're like, you know what? I do be just like, I should do this, or I shouldn't do that. Just things like that. So, yeah, I kind of feel like that. I feel like I'm in this place of shifting, and I'm losing a lot that comes with the shift. And it's not ending on a bad note, but it's ending. If that makes sense. It may not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me. And I want to know, what do you do with that? How do you deal with it? How do you move through these shifting moments, changing of the guard, changing of everything? How do you deal with it and not completely just shut down and shut people out? Because that's another thing that we do, right? We're going through something, so we shut it down. We don't want to talk to nobody. We don't want to be bothered. We don't want, because we say that we don't want to be a negative person to someone. But if you are, that's what we say. That's just bottom line. We say we don't want to be negative, so then we distance ourselves. But it comes off as in, you can't be happy for me. Because I know people that feel that way. Like, dang, you distance yourself because you're going through, but can't you be happy for me? Like, just because people distance themselves from you doesn't mean that they're not happy for you. But at the same time, are we doing it the right way? Should you distance yourself and be nasty? Should you not be nasty, but should you distance yourself and not show that you're happy for that person? But then it can go into the need of like, well, you know me, so you know that I don't feel that way about you. But that doesn't mean anything today, right? Because sometimes, and most times in relationships, you do need validation. You do need to know that you are there. You do need to know that you care. We do need to know saying it and doing it is great. Doing it is great. Saying it sometimes is still needed. It doesn't need it every time, but it still needs it sometimes. So even though we're saying that we're doing you a favor, basically, by distancing ourselves in a time of going through things because we don't want to rain on your parade, is that what that person needs? Or should we just fake it till we make it? Should we just be like, yeah, I'm so happy for you, even though that person can feel like something's wrong, something's off? Which is normally what causes us to stay away, because we know that they're going to pick up on it, right? What's the best move with that? I know I sound like I'm rambling, but I hope that somebody can bring clarity, because I think that somebody else is feeling the same way. I do believe that people are going through the same things, and sometimes we go through rabbit trails in our minds, instead of just asking those questions. So I'm asking the question. I'm asking the question for a lot of reasons, and I want to know what you guys think. Like, how do you guys handle change? And are you that friend that can fake it so good when you're feeling the lowest to be happy for someone else without pushing them away? Let me know in the comment section. Go to Life Outside the Four Walls Ministry Facebook page, or you can respond on this podcast. I hope that I made some kind of sense to you. And even if I didn't, I hope you have some wisdom for me and to all those that are listening. Have a blessed and amazing day.